We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have a drink, because this is Hangover Time.
He lose. Listen, I'm setting ground rules for tonight. For rest of the night, we're gonna make this a short show, because you guys got to understand, Alpha's tired. Alpha's got a baby. Alpha's got a lot of shit going on. I've got a flight to catch at fucking 7-something in the morning tomorrow. Alpha's tired. We're going to make this a fucking short show. Even when we won, we were going to make this a short show. We've lost. There's not a lot to talk about. We're going to make this a short show. But there's some ground rules tonight. I don't want to hear blaming anyone on the fucking bench. I don't want to hear blaming Cody Zeller. Cody Zeller led your Miami Heat tonight at a +4. All right. If you're counting on Cody Zeller to save you, you fucked up. Okay. You went into you ended the first quarter tied up. You went into halftime down only by 5. By the time Cody Zeller came in the third quarter, you blew the fucking game. So please, for God's sake, everyone on the panel tonight, do not mention how bad Cody Zeller was, because he was not that bad. He is not the fucking reason you lost. Like, I don't want to hear anything about the second unit. Second unit tonight for the Miami Heat: Duncan Robinson at -4. Haywood Highsmith, even. Nikola Jovic, +1. Caleb Martin, -5. Cody Zeller, +4. Omer Yurtseven, +1. Kyle Lowry, -4. Okay, not great. Starters: Kevin Love, -10. Jimmy Butler, -11. Bam Adebayo, -20. Gabe Vincent, -16. Max Strus, -11. Now listen, single game plus minus isn't everything. It's not an end all be all stat. But your starting lineup tonight did nothing. Did nothing. Bam and Jimmy got points. They were inefficient as fuck. Bam Adebayo, 7 for 21. Jimmy Butler, 11 for 24. Jimmy Butler, 1 for 4 from 3. They did get to the line a little bit. Thank fucking God. 13 for 16 from the line. But they did nothing for you. And the rest of your starters out here doing straight up motherfucking cardio. Like, I do not want to hear about the bench, about the second unit. They held their own tonight. Like, you know, like when it got to the end of the first quarter, beginning of the second quarter, when that second unit comes in, non-Jokic minutes, they won the non-Jokic minutes. Your starters did nothing for you tonight, all right? And listen, it's the finals. That's a really good team on the other end. Like, you're going to lose these games. But what I don't want to hear from Heat fans tonight is Cody Zeller lost us a fucking game. I don't want to hear that Caleb Martin didn't show up. I don't want to hear that shit. Your starters were ass tonight. Ass. And your superstars were led the team in minus tonight. Like, they got killed when they were on the court. Bring me out, Brass. I am Alphonse Cindy, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into the Miami Heat Post Game Show. Hangover time. If you're watching live on Twitch, God bless you, because you should just go to sleep. Like, go to sleep. Like, it's fuck. It's late. Maybe it's just me. I'm a dad. I'm tired. It's past my bedtime. But listen, if you're here, you're rocking with us. Go ahead. Hit us with the subs. Hit us with the bits and all that good shit. Send some subs to Cody Zeller. Because he fucking deserves it. He deserves it. Led the team in plus minus tonight. Moose, I see your face. You want to blame Cody Zeller? No.
No, I didn't. I never said that. Never said I was going to blame Cody Zeller.
Do you want me to get the spray bottle?
But I never said that I was going to support Cody Zeller either.
He was
I am
the best player on the floor for the Miami Heat tonight, according to plus minus.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's not – I'm not okay with that. Not okay with that.
Plus minus is a great stat. If you're watching on YouTube tomorrow or later tonight, make sure you hit the like button, hit that subscribe button. We love you as well. Hit up the comments. Just try not to say anything too mean because brass patrols them shits like a beat cop on the subway.
Jesus. Brass, are you okay? It's like Tiff Brass. It's like fucking. It's like
an Armageddon out there. We'll get to that in a second.
I mean, I think that was a Heat issue tonight, too.
I'm sorry, I haven't talked to them.
If you're listening to the podcast tomorrow morning, on your way to work, and if you're in New York and you're driving through Armageddon and you're still listening to this podcast, we love you the most because that's where we make all of our money as you drive towards your doom. Please wear a respirator. Brass, we're going to get right into it. I want to know who kicked our ass tonight. Go ahead.
They kicked our ass.
I'm going to start, and normally I don't. I should stop saying that because
you've been doing it. You've been starting at the last.
I keep taking my shit. I sit here and I think of something, and by the time it gets back to me, everyone's been taken. Christian Braun, and I'm not calling him Brown. Listen, you are trying to cover up your Nazi roots, Christian Braun. We know you are Ava Braun's fucking grand nephew. We know who you are, Christian Braun. Okay? Listen, the haircut gives it away, bro. Like, come on. Like, listen, they will not replace us. That's how you roll. Okay, fucking Christian Braun kicked our fucking ass tonight. Nazi youth Christian Braun. Yes, I said all that shit early in the show. Usually I wait till later to get fucking messy. Usually. Nazi youth Christian Braun kicked our fucking ass tonight. That haircut should never win an NBA basketball game. It shouldn't. We should be better than that at this point in American culture.
Speaking of Christian Braun,
3%, that motherfucker.
I gotta show this. I know someone on Heat Twitter added this to their Wikipedia. It's no longer part of it, but this is a screenshot. Fans know him as J6.
Oh, shit. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
That's good.
They're not allowed to add a Wikipedia anymore.
That haircut is a stand your ground law. Moose!
Thank you for that tonight. Transition. Natural segue. Listen, I have
Moose,
issues.
Real quick, before you get started, Christian Braun is a Nazi. Go ahead, Moose. Go ahead.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Drip, drop. Make sure you get that going viral. Listen, I have issues with the entire team tonight, okay? So because I can't, you know, just collectively pick all of them, I have to put it on the head coach and say that.
Oh, you took mine.
Tonight. Well,
you took mine.
I'm sorry. You should have ran in there. I got to give it to Spo because I got issues with Spo with the way that his rotations went. I think Coach Malone came out there tonight and he went for the kill and Spo did not try and match that. The guys were not prepared tonight. I put that all on Spo. I'm pissed we let this one get away. We'll talk about the importance of this game and why we're all angry about this one. Take me out, Brass. Spo kicked our ass.
Gee, who kicked our ass tonight?
I'm gonna have to go Jamal Murray. I think.
Wait, what's going on with the?
I don't understand. All, just
that is the weirdest Teletubby hoodie I've ever seen in my life.
Can we just skip him?
I have my headphones.
Jay went. Jay went from a banana and pajama to ET tonight.
Yeah, it just
love you, Jay.
Like I don't even know where you buy that hoodie. It just it's falling real fucking weird on your head.
I'm cold.
You look like lint.
You look. You look uncircumcised.
Oh, no.
Take him out.
He can't win.
Take him out.
Anyway, who kicked our ass tonight?
I'm going to go Jamal Murray. Well, I know that Jokic had the monster game. I mean, Murray
take
has
him back out.
And I...
Is this making you more uncomfortable than an unbuttoned
yes,
shirt?
Yes. It's making me very
I'm done. I covered up more.
I'm sorry. Take him
me
back
the
in.
G and heebie-jeebies lately.
Take oh. him back
keep going.
Keep going. Yeah, man, I thought Bronx Joker says that was like a broken condom. Shout out to Bronx Joker, gave us a sub. I thought it was Jamal Murray. I thought anytime Miami made a run, he kind of took the air out of it, hit a big shot, and yeah. I just thought he really just consistently kind of, you know, just put the kibosh on anything they tried to do.
Don't bring a bosh.
Kibosh.
Brass, who kicked our ass?
Listen, I mean,
bro, like, honestly, I'm sorry.
What?
Did you see Christian Brown's haircut?
Like, I mean, have you seen G's hoodie?
Like he said he looked like Whoopi Goldberg.
You look like the...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
From Sister Act.
Man,
you like a little character that tells you what bathroom is the male and female bathroom.
This is Rose G for half an hour instead of talking about the game.
Just a cutout. Why you look like a cutout?
So, yeah, who kicked our ass? Listen, I don't want to be one of those Heat fans that just says, "Oh, this was on us." This like they when you have two opposing players get 30-point triple doubles.
Yeah,
you're. Oh, chances are you're fucked. I don't know what the numbers are on that, but historically, I'm not sure there are many winnable games in that. And but even then, it was still, it was far from under control, but they still had it. They were still within striking distance, even in the end. I was a little surprised that they pulled the starters when they did, but I don't think it was really going to matter at that point. Because well, no, once you pull the starters, you know, the Nuggets, they take their foot off the gas too. So,
Brass, I'm not worried about the series, but this game pissed me the fuck off.
Absolutely.
I'm not worried about the series. Like,
this game was infuriating.
Are you going to get another one in Denver? Nigga, they got one in Denver. It's okay. Like,
yeah. They were toe-to-toe in that first half. No. Toe-to-toe in that first half. That third, and this is the second, this is the second time in this series now, because game one was the same thing. The third, it just got away. It just that they completely lost it, and you're just playing catch up from there on. And again, you're trading. Yeah, okay. So Kyle's getting up there, and yeah, he's running up, and you know he's getting twos. You know, they'll give you all the fucking layups you want, but that's not enough. That's simply not enough, especially when Murray is completely going off. I think did it last game he scored 16 points. I think.
You know what my problem with tonight was? They got out hustled and out worked, and like to me. Like, the way this Heat team wins, Bond, is by out-hustling, out-working, like, just out-executing other teams. And tonight, like they literally just, like, there were times, like, the other team looked like it's been very few games. And it went two straight games in the Boston series where we watched another team look like they wanted it more than Miami. And every time we see that happen, like, it's a bad fucking sign. Like, it's really bad. Like, because if we don't want it more, like, we don't have the talent, whatever you want to call it. We can't overcome that. We have to scrap. We have to fight. And we didn't look like we were fighting tonight in the third quarter.
Yeah, I don't know whether or not to give who kicked my ass to disagree with you to go into my thing. I agree. I don't know that we looked like we wanted it. I'm going to say... size did what size should do for the most part for Denver. I think Aaron Gordon still didn't dominate that matchup or whatever the way that he ran his face like he should have, but he put enough on whoever was guarding him. And then Nikola's huge and massive and skilled. And then Jamal is stocky and skilled. So I'll take that since, you know, it's a bunch of other shit off limits.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Oh, you, no, nothing's off limits.
You just told us we can't talk about half of the Miami roster, so I don't know what the rules are.
Oh, you can talk about it. We I'm just saying.
I just we'll come back to you.
I don't want to blame them when.
No, I know. I'm playing. That's Tiff, who kicked our ass?
I'll teach people how to be a fan again, man. Damn.
Tiff, who kicked our ass tonight? Why is wait? First of all, why is Tiff not in G spot?
I don't know.
Everything's off, and G is just the way that he looks is like I can't look away from it, but it's just.
Well, because G's head looks like a balloon, so it lifted up to the top. That's
what you look. Yeah. I think that's what happened. You look like Eeyore.
Not.
Tiff, go ahead.
Oh, poo. I would say Chris Quinn kicked our ass.
What the fuck?
Since I can't use Spo, I'm going with who's next.
Right. You had like nine and a half minutes.
And y'all said nothing for 9.5 minutes, so I just joined in on the nothing wagon.
That's true. Well, I mean,
like, what are we talking about?
We couldn't name any players.
Exactly. So,
Alf's favorite mine is the players that got fucking
exactly.
90 okay. seconds of playing time in the end. Oh, congratulations for breaking even on the fucking plus minus.
I don't want to talk about anyone in the concession stands.
I was for real when I said Chris Quinn. Like, y'all thought I was
joking. And I was for real with size too.
The coaches staff.
No, let's embrace debate. Let's go ahead. Let's do the first take shit.
Hard Siobhan. Whatever.
Siobhan, who would you have liked to blame that I said was off limits?
No. There really isn't anyone. I just was fucking with you because the answer is okay. Everyone.
Everyone. The answer correct. Is everyone.
Correct. The answer is everyone. Truthfully, and even the people like, yeah, Caleb finished with 10 for him. I don't know, like Duncan gave you whatever he gave you, but he only played 14 minutes. I don't know if that's a Spo thing or the defense was some ass. Like the defense wasn't good. Like, yeah, I just was fucking.
Spo's rotations tonight were some bullshit.
Well,
especially when Malone is running Jamal extended minutes. Like right. They're
yeah.
That's why I say Malone went for the kill and Spo did not match him.
I just think I would have went the opposite. And I think we touched on it a little bit. Not for nothing, you already down 16. I would have just went straight offense at that point. Yeah. Who cares? Like, well, you benched. Okay, go ahead.
Brass.
What's up?
You all right? Oh, okay.
Why did we go all defensive lineup down fucking 16? Why did we do that? No, don't give me rap. Don't give me fucking rant music.
What?
I just had to
you
get
are
up
sending off so mixed fucking messages.
Yeah, you look like you want to rant.
So off.
I'm sending it back to Tiff because just get the fucking camera off me.
Yeah, give him the full house music. Yeah.
Take me out. I need everybody in here.
Oh my god.
What? Oh, where you go?
We're convinced that he had to like go check on the baby or something like that.
Yeah. What was that? Like, I'm so confused.
He didn't actually mean for you to bring him in. I think he forgot that you. Whatever.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. When you see someone go brass.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
Seen with anger, like you were down double digits. Yep. And you took out all of your shooters.
Fucking rant music overruled.
Yeah. And then Duncan in there and you get down 9 real quick.
What
the fuck? As soon as Duncan gets back in, stroking free.
You run.
I don't care how many shots Max misses. Max needs to keep shooting. Like, what were we doing? We are getting fucking bodied out there.
Pick up your mic and whisper into it.
Fucking Gabe Vincent and Kyle Lowry together? Together, they are not as big as Jokic. If Kyle Lowry was on fucking Gabe Vincent's shoulders, they would still get out-rebounded by fucking Jokic. What are we fucking doing?
Kyle T. Thick on top.
Like, come on, bro. Like, what was the game plan there? Like, you're down double. Either you want to come back or not. If you don't want to come back, give me a Bam out. Let's concede the fucking victory.
But why
are you going to a defensive lineup down fucking double digits? Mm-hmm. Not a motherfucker out there. Nobody was afraid of the motherfucking shooting. Nobody. You had fucking Gabe Vincent and Kyle Lowry out there. They're tearing you up on the board. Anyway, that's what I'm saying.
I'm still so confused. I don't. I mean,
yeah.
I'm so, I don't. I agree with everything.
I had to get up because I was fucking angry. I didn't want to be. Tip, go.
No, because I just kept saying at that point.
Filter, I'm convinced.
I'm just like, fuck it. You run Gabe, Max, Duncan, Bam, and Jimmy and see what the hell you can get. Look at stretch it out.
What
don't do
happening?
It. Ooh, that don't look
take
cool
him out.
Alphonse attempts to be the funniest thing in the history.
No, this is gonna be legendary. I gotta restart the sad music.
That could have been terrible.
That would have been the hard out for real.
He would have never been allowed back on the internet.
You would have been clipped to a series.
Internet shit. He would have had to be allowed in a chair.
You know, Charlotte takes a tumble. It'd have been Alf takes a tumble.
You know, they just got wheels on them too.
I said that's why I kept going.
Waiting for that. Yeah, 6 to 8 weeks.
You're gonna pull a hammy like
y'all had me on the camera at the time, but go ahead. I don't. What am I even asking? I don't.
Gee, what happened?
Bro, I don't know what you've been doing for the last 20 minutes. I don't know.
I just wanted to move my body around.
Right.
Fucking angry. We're down 16 points.
Taking shots.
Take out Duncan Robinson and Max Strus. Like, that's a good fucking idea. Like, Duncan Robbins comes back in the game, fucking hits 2 3-pointers in a row.
Alf, regarding the Zeller thing. Regarding the Zeller thing.
Okay? Yes.
Because we're talking about Spo. It's not about Zeller. We know he's not very good, right? We know he's not. Let's just
what's he in it? What did he
very
get?
Good is
let's but listen, he at least in this series, okay? He was good when we got him. Whatever. Shit happens. It's an ebb and flow in the NBA. But the question I have is, Highsmith, when you are letting so many, you're letting their office strangle you in the third. You're being strangled by their fucking offense. Why, what is the issue? Why did Highsmith only get garbage time today? In the game one, yes, they lost, but it was, he had 23 points in game one. And then game two, we didn't really see him much, didn't feel like much, because, you know, the Love, obviously they started Love, and that changed that dynamic, that changed how all the minutes are distributed.
He's not getting the minutes because Kevin Love got 16 minutes tonight. Like, look, like, and I'm like, listen, I am as annoyed at Cody Zeller.
Zeller minutes.
I'm annoyed at Cody Zeller as anybody.
It doesn't
but
look
Cody
like it.
Cody Zeller played 6 minutes tonight. This idea that who was Highsmith? What minutes were Highsmith taking? Because what I need everyone to do, right? Like, if you want Highsmith to play more minutes, you got to give me somebody besides Cody Zeller. Because if he took Cody Zeller's minutes, he would have played 6 minutes tonight. So whose minutes is he taking?
Okay, yes, but
I need that above what I need. Instead of saying he should have took Cody Zeller's minutes, whose minutes was he taking?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
He could have took either some minutes from Kyle or Gabe. And we could have went a little bit bigger.
I was just drinking. I was just reading that.
Oh, yeah. Oh no.
He could have had some of Caleb's minutes. Truthfully.
Some of Caleb's minutes?
Yeah. Like,
listen, at that point, he could have some of anybody's minutes. Let's be honest.
We just needed somebody with his energy to help swing it. Look, to Brass's point, the bullshit time that he got at the end, you saw him impact those minutes. He got a strip. He got a rebound. He brought some energy. You saw a little bit of life there in what was, you know, already the fucking end. But the point is, you saw something out of him that you weren't getting out of his
Not, Zeller. Not Zeller for
accounted
nothing.
For four of the fucking turnovers.
And also game one, he was 2 of 4 from 3-2.
But you know nothing. You can bump Jimmy over to the two.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And instead of having Caleb in, you could have Hamish in.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Caleb played 32 minutes tonight, right?
That's a lot of minutes.
So if we,
that's a lot
so
of minutes.
My thing is, like, if we're going to talk about Highsmith, whatever his name is,
doesn't matter.
If we're going to talk about Highsmith, we need to talk about Caleb Martin, and we don't need to be talking like Cody Zeller sucks. He fucking sucks. They played him 6 minutes tonight.
No, I'm kidding.
No, he's trash. Bro, trash. All right? Like, but...
So we agree. Like,
yeah, but my thing is, like, he did not affect the outcome of this game.
I agree.
He only affected it positively, to be honest with you.
Well...
Like, he played 6 minutes.
I would not let... Don't let that plus minus sway
you gotta,
there.
You got to stop
like,
blowing the 6 minutes things, too. Because
listen,
people were trying to say that Kevin Love was blowing shit up in 2 minutes of playing time, too. So we're going to, like... We've been saying people have falsely impacted people in small time.
I'm not sure I've ever seen Cody Zeller actually grab a rebound.
I've never seen him
catch
the ball.
You can't tell me the 15-point game that Cody Zeller's 6 minutes affected the outcome.
No, but in a game like this, it's a multitude of things. So I'm not just blaming that. I just don't understand after game one why we have seen him maybe at all. In the series, but there were some very questionable plays on lineups from Spo. There were also, this is one of those things. It's the NBA, man, and there are calls that are done out there. I'm not bitching about the refs, but there are calls that happened. Gabe got 2 back-to-back calls. Neither one of them was an actual fucking foul. He got fucked on both of those calls, back to back.
Yes.
And you're talking Gabe Vincent. You're talking someone who was potentially he and Bam were like neck and neck for potential finals MVP, right? The way he's been playing the last couple games. Okay. So when you have a player that's taking it like that, and then he immediately pulled, and then the next time he's in, boom, he gets a quick third foul, which he also did not commit. So those are the kind of things that mixed with some very questionable lineup changes. And then on top of that, when you have the other team and they have 3 players that score fucking 30-point triple doubles, it's really amazing that it got as close as it did in the end. But I agree, it's super fucking frustrating to drop this game. Because now, out of all of the series, out of a 7-game series, this is the only one where you have 1 day of rest in between the
games. Exactly.
And that's why you needed it tonight. Seeing Kyle, his ass fall apart in the end there. I don't know. I assume we're going to hear about a hamstring or something. Jimmy came out strong, but he was missing that fucking Jimminess. I just think, bodies are starting to break down a little bit. So you really needed this. And yeah, I'm pissed too. And I'm not blaming it on a single thing. I'm not blaming it on Zeller, but I still don't understand why we are seeing him in this series, but whatever. Let's fucking move on. I'm tired of him.
Can I just, if you got something to say, by all means, please.
G.
So, I mean, you look ridiculous, but
let's go to the moon man. you look like you're in space.
You have rocket imaging. Miami shot 35% at the rim tonight, and I feel like that was, I guess, the most important stat coming out of the game. Denver, by the way, shot 69%, not nice. And Miami, I thought, got a lot of, especially in the first half. I think if they make their layups and kind of like those little like mid paint push shots and everything, I think they're up like double digits going into halftime, and we're having a different conversation today. And a lot of that was Bam smoking a layup. Bam smoking a few, early.
Couple bunnies.
Jimmy smoking a few.
Yep.
And then that stuff gets contagious. And then Denver, Jimmy had 4 assists tonight, which is kind of interesting because he's been a high assist guy pretty much when teams are sending a lot of help at him, like how New York did, how Denver did in the first couple games. Tonight, I felt that they decided that they respected the role guys enough that they were giving Jimmy those driving lanes.
Yeah,
this
he was going, and kind of like what Miami did to Jokic, where they did a good job on kind of the perimeter guys and the cutters. Denver did today, and that's kind of the result. Jimmy really had, didn't get to play make, is not as efficient as a scorer as he was against Milwaukee, and that's kind of where you're at.
I feel like
G said a lot of good shit, but I can't take nothing he said seriously.
He said that
Walmart hoodie he got on, like, I just can't fuck with it. Like, it's
not a Walmart hoodie. This is
no, it looks like a Great Value hoodie. Like, it doesn't even, like, the circular shape of the hood part. Like, it looks like, that hoodie looks like it was meant to never actually be put
on backwards. Oh, I put it on backwards. That explains a lot.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. Look, the logos, the little, yeah.
Anyway. Oh, it's inside out.
Yeah, it's inside out.
You
would look better if you wore it backwards, actually. Okay.
Bond, I want overall takes on the game. And from you could piggyback off of what G said, but I didn't listen. I couldn't listen to a word he said with this fucking sweater. I couldn't.
Not surprised. No, I kind of like what G said. And I wanted to ask it at either on the pod or in hot last game. The idea of, like you said, kind of choking off the outlets and the other teammates for a Jimmy, much in a way that we, I guess, found success with Nikola. And I think they did it a lot in not pursuing Jimmy with the doubles as much. We doubled Jamal a lot, and it stretched us far from the basket, and we were able to recover. But I found that in the first couple of games or whatever, when they were doubling Jimmy, he wasn't getting pushed out as far, and he was able to kind of make those relief passes. And then we were able to kind of get defense going or offense going toward the rim. I think that I agree with the idea that, some of those early misses alter, I guess, kind of the course of whatever the energy momentum is kind of feeling like. That Miss Zeller catch on the baseline, we were trying to string some things together that could have been something to help build in a positive direction. But I think defensively they got to figure out like what we talked about the Jimmy, Bam, Jamal, Jokic kind of quartet and how they've been okay with leaning into some of the switching on that. And I think that two man hurt them early. So there's a decent amount of things on both sides of the ball and within multiple people of the roster to spread it around.
Moose, the backbreaker to me was like, it was towards the end of the third quarter. Denver's up 13. Jimmy makes a big three, cuts it to 10, right?
Yep.
And then they come back down the floor and like scramble. And suddenly Jokic has a wide open three. Mm-hmm. And these are the things that like Miami has done so well over the course of the playoffs. Like, that shot doesn't happen in games that Miami wins, right? Like, Bam is there. Instead, Bam is, like, looking, and he's too far off of the ball to make a real decent contest, and it's hoping that Jokic misses. Jokic hits that three. The Nuggets go back up 13 and towards the end of the third quarter. And to me, I just, like, that was a backbreaker. It was done. It was a wrap.
Yeah, and I think even on top of that, and this is where I have issues with Spo, going into the fourth quarter there, you know, Michael Malone was, as we say, going for the kill. He smelled the blood in the water, and he doubled down, and he changed his rotations. And I didn't hear anything that was said there. Basically, it stifled the team there, because once you had Jimmy then going to the bench, you lost all the energy of him hitting that shot. But I do want to back up just a little bit, because I wanted to touch upon what Brass was saying earlier. And we were actually having this conversation, Tiff and I, before the show started. You know, coming into tonight, we saw Jimmy really, like, on his social media talking about, you know, Neymar's there and D Wade is at the game and all that. And he had 2 days off and he was kind of feeling good and everything coming off this last win. I feel like tonight we were going to get the most out of Jimmy that we could, the most playoff Jimmy that he probably had left to muster up. And if that's what he was able to give us, like, I think that might be the most he could give us per game. And that is a serious fear of mine, because I don't think we win this series unless we get, like, a playoff Jimmy game at least once. And if that's the best he can do, then I'm you know, that's a genuine concern.
You want to know what annoyed me? When Caleb hit a shot, and apparently he was talking to J. Cole in the crowd, Caleb ain't hit a fucking shot after that, by the way.
He had two back-to-back a little bit after that. Or that he had one.
I don't agree. According to my drunken memory, after he talked to fucking J. Cole.
Jermaine. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Jermaine. Bond, you might have a better memory than I have. I don't know how drunk you are. But I've had several glasses of Bullet Bourbon. And
you've changed. You're on the Bullet shot. Bourbon now. Used to be Crown.
Crown got ghetto, and they started fucking putting apple and peach in their shit. I'm not doing that.
I tried that Monkey Shoulder. Get your
money. I do need to try that shit.
Stop fucking hating.
The liquor store owner, like, he was like, today he saw me walking. He was like, he tried to sell me like this, like, this, like, a limited edition Bullet fucking whiskey.
Are you customer of the month every month?
No, and that's when I realized I have a problem.
He doesn't know you by name.
Because the liquor store,
I saved bottle for you.
Exactly. The liquor store proprietor was like, this nigga, I bet he'll buy this $65 bottle of whiskey, old drunk ass. And I was like, oh, man.
And you thought about it.
And no, I'm gonna go back on Friday when I get back from my trip. I'm gonna buy that fucking bottle of Old Barrel whiskey, whatever the fuck they call it. And then, listen,
nice. Fine.
We do what we have to do. We have some segments.
We are 30. Look at this. Come on.
I'm reading the private chat. Now? Okay.
That opening was insane.
Brass. So we do have. Because we haven't, so we love to do the Miami Heat movie. We've been casting the Miami Heat movie for years now. And one thing we haven't done in a long fucking time, y'all, is update the cast. And there have been updates to the roster, to the cast of the Miami Heat movie. So here we go, Brass. I hope you have the imaging ready. Let's go. Miami Heat movie. Let's ride.
This is very exciting. We only have a couple tonight, so don't get your hopes up here. But we do have a couple people that we got on the buyout market. A couple people we have mentioned tonight. For Kevin Love in the Heat movie, we are casting Liam Hemsworth.
Oh, that's perfect casting.
I wonder who came up with that one. That was,
well,
that was
you know
moves.
What?
That was
I know
moves.
White people, and I feel like this one's
hey.
Yeah, I feel like this is really white.
Lean into it. Right. Lean into it. I know you're lame.
I think I got
there
it.
I mean, you would do a good back job. In his prime, he would have been a different Hemsworth.
Right.
But we're going to take the one that's only known for cheating on Miley Cyrus.
But that's why it's Liam. He's not Chris Hemsworth.
The fact that you guys know that Liam Hemsworth cheated on Miley Cyrus is the whitest thing I've ever heard.
The fact that
you know
that
the whole
two Hemsworths
thing. Come on, man.
I had no idea that these people were even connected.
All right. And Alf's favorite player, the number one player tonight, Cody Zeller. Is going to be Rainn Wilson from The Office.
Specifically Dwight Schrute.
Face mask Dwight.
He looks elderly. He looks like an old toddler.
It's perfect.
Yeah, I would take six
honestly,
minutes
this
from
version
him.
Looks younger than the real one.
Yeah.
You're not wrong. Is he 30?
I'm
going to
be honest.
Am I 10 years older than fucking Cody Zeller?
It's well, a little
nothing. You're definitely in better shape than him.
My vote was for Ethan Skolnick to play.
we were thinking of Ethan Skolnick, specifically like the downward facing camera, but
no, it's kind of gross.
I mean, I'm hoping he just doesn't have to make the cut. I'm hoping he gets no minutes in the movie either.
Oh, so, God.
What are you doing? Oh, oh, that's
he's
are you
giving
doing
us
Ethan angle?
Ethan.
The Ethan
that's
angle?
The Ethan angle? Oh. Oh.
You could do Ethan on a fucking on
wait,
the
well, you need your headphones. You need the headphones.
You
got to
do Ethan on a podcast.
You need
welcome,
to not have a
in the,
mic.
Welcome in the five on the floor.
brought to you by
brought
Audi
to you
Lexus
by,
dealer.
Yeah, they're big Heat fans. Big Heat fans. These people.
Anyway, if you know, you know.
Yeah,
shout out to Ethan. Shout out to Ethan.
Improv.
Yeah. Good times. So send us your suggestions to hashtag Miami Heat Movie.
What are you doing? We have new viewers. There's so much people have missed.
I just love it.
We're not going to do the 2-hour movie right now.
I hope somebody.
There's so many behind us. We'll do that another
time. Now Alf sounds like Ethan.
No, you sound like Ethan.
Oh, wait. Did it fuck up? Okay.
Yes.
Come back to the angle.
I can't believe you've done this.
Come back to the angle.
That
is so funny. What the hell
is that, Brad? What was the cost of that joke?
I can't wait for Trophy Baby to hear this because he's going to die laughing. As Ethan's producer, he's going to find this the funniest and the most frustrating.
Oh man!
I switched
to the headphone.
Yeah, yeah.
You look like you test out like flame retardant fabric.
That's a good one.
Oh my god! There was so many jokes like I wanted to make there.
Yeah, stuff. But you can't make it.
You're not gonna do it. Oh,
do
we
it.
Have guys.
Don't
we have
even
a guest.
Say.
10 years ago, it would have been in living color on this motherfucker.
Guys,
whoa,
we have a
whoa,
guest.
Whoa, grass. Do you see
here.
What's happening?
What?
Oh my gosh.
We have someone dialing it. Let's go.
Absolutely.
What?
Let's get this comment off so it doesn't
guess.
Fuck up the whole
big
thing.
Shit.
All right. So let's see. We're going to bring in, I don't know which brother this is, but we have
oh
one
God.
Of the Jokic brothers.
The one that was in the stands today fighting.
Oh, man.
Look at that nigga's neck.
Girls. Oh, God. Look who's down in Miami. Yeah, it's not Liam. It's not Chris. It's not.
Did Moose freeze?
Yes.
There we go.
Let it go.
I mean, Jokic.
Let it go.
Brother.
Let it go.
Start over. From the top.
No, let it go.
No, it's fine.
What happened?
Technical difficulties?
Your
neck looks like domestic violence. Like this shit. You look.
Well, you know, I do hit. Women, I guess, from time to time. I don't know what their laws are.
Oh, my God.
You
know,
no.
We do what we want over there.
Is this a bad idea?
Where are you right now?
I am in Miami looking for Jimmy Butler. I hear he is. I want to try this coffee because you know what? It's so expensive coffee.
It really is.
In general, this coffee, I try it here in what they call Biscayne Boulevard, Biscayne Park. $55! $55 for a cup of coffee. Do you understand that? It is so cheap in Serbia. I sell it for gold. Let me try this coffee really quick. Let me take one sip. It is disgusting! Oh, it's bitter. That culture is so bitter. It's disgusting. I don't like. But you know what I like to drink? I like to drink the blood of my villains.
Sure, are we going to go to the segment?
Yes. Give me the drink that I want, brass. I'm here to do a drip drop. Is that how you say it? Yes. Thank you, brass. I am drinking blood. A negative. This is the blood of all these Eat Culture fans. It's supposed to be drinking. Okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Disgusting.
It tastes delicious. Now, buzzer.